All right. As mentioned, hopefully a familiar voice if you're a longtime listener to the award-winning For the People. We have had her on before, and we're pleased to have her again. I'm talking about my guest this morning, Amy Nofziger. She is the Senior Director of Fraud Victim Support for the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And I tell you, regular listeners to the show hear AARP represented on this program a lot. And while we play across a number of networks and across a wide kind of spectrum of age ranges and communities, the reason why we utilize AARP so often is because they do so much for so many people. They have such great resources, such great programs, improving communities and protecting you, like Amy is going to try to do. So whether you're a younger person or a AARP qualified individual, there's important news to share, because as Amy and I were just chatting about before we turned on the microphone, things are getting so prolific and so insidious in terms of the world of fraud. And the dollars, I mean, if you think people are losing, you know, $50, $100, $1,000, think again, because those numbers are really, really out of control, aren't they, Amy?
They are. Now, people are still definitely losing $500,000. We hear cases like that all the time. But it's not uncommon to have $1 million loss that's reported to us on the Fraud Watch Network helpline. Every day.
Yes.
Like, we're hearing about it.
And we should make sure that people know about that. And we'll plug it throughout the show. 877-908-3360. 877-908-3360 is the AARP Fraud Watch Network. If you have seen or think you're a victim of a scam, call the AARP Fraud Watch Network. They will also sign you up if you're interested for watchdog alerts that'll give you tips like you're going to hear today on avoiding scams that have yet to begin to take root across Connecticut and the country. So it's a great way to stay ahead of the game and be able to share with your friends what they should be looking out for as all these new and horrific fraud perpetrations are invented. So, Amy, let's get into the subject from a broad perspective. How are things going?
Not great. Let's be honest, right? People are losing billions of dollars. Our communities are losing billions of dollars. This money is being stolen by organized crime rings, oftentimes overseas. And it's making people lose their homes. You know, all their life savings is being stolen in these scams. But that being said, we can do something about it, right? We can arm ourselves with constant vigilance, information, and set up, you know, protections and barriers for our financial safety, just like we do for our property and personal safety. You know, I always tell people, it's like, you know, every night before you go to bed, I bet you check your windows and you lock your doors and you make sure your dog is ready to bark at a stranger. Why are we not doing that when it comes to our financial safety? We need to do the same actions to protect ourselves.
So we're blessed with, you know, a relatively long amount of time to be able to draw out the scenario. So yeah. Can I tap you to describe a composite case that that took a substantial amount of money? How it happened, why it happened, and then let's flip back to how it could have been prevented.
Got it. So I'll use what law enforcement in the industry calls a pig butchering scam. It's not a very nice name, right? But it's not a very nice crime. It's a horrific crime, so let's call it a horrific name. But a lot of people know these as a cryptocurrency investment scam. And I bet a lot of listeners are turning their heads right now because they're like, well, I'm not going to listen. I don't invest in cryptocurrency. None of my victims did either until they got a random text message from someone that said, hey, are we still on for golf tomorrow? Or, hey, Dr. Smith, Scruffy's sick. Can I get him in right away? And you get this text message and you're a kind individual and think, oh, my gosh, they have the wrong number. You respond and say, I'm sorry, you have the wrong number. They respond, oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry. Isn't this Bob? You know, we're supposed to play golf tomorrow. I can't. I'm so sorry. You're a nice person. Where do you live? And you just, again, respond because you think, I am, you know, kind of bored right now. I'll have make a new friend. Conversation ensues. Texts go back and forth. Maybe after a couple of days, it gets maybe even a little flirty, a little friendly. The next thing that happens is a conversation comes up about what you do for a living, what you do for work. They were able to retire early, and they'll even show you some pictures of their recent boat trip because they got in early on cryptocurrency and were able to invest and make millions of dollars. They'll say to you, have you ever invested in cryptocurrency? You're like, no, never, ever crossed my mind. Well, you should. You know, my aunt, she's actually an expert on cryptocurrency, and she's taken on a couple of mentees right now. Do you want to be mentored by my aunt? That's how it starts. Mm. The next thing you know, the victims are then on a separate platform. They're investing their money into crypto. They're actually seeing returns. They're seeing their money increase. They're seeing their money grow. They invest more money. They might even get another friend involved in it. And then what happens is when they decide, when the victim decides, okay, it's time to withdraw my money. I've hit my point. I made the $225,000. I made enough money to go on that cruise with my wife. They try to withdraw it. And the company that they believe they're investing with says, nope, sorry, you can't pull out early. You can, though, if you pay $10,000. And you think, okay, well, I already made, you know, 100%. What's another 10,000 at this point? That's where the horrible name comes into this, because it's basically the criminals are almost fattening up their victims to take them literally to slaughter.
Yeah.
And then the victim realizes that this has all been a scam from the beginning, and they are never getting any of the money that they put into this, quote, investment.
So let me stop you there, Amy. How sophisticated is the, you know, are the props in this horrific theater of bad actors? I mean, do they actually like do things as sophisticated as assigning dashboards so people
Absolutely.
Can actually look? Oh my gosh,
it looks so real. You know, when I speak with victims and when my team speaks with victims, that's one of the hardest things is this kind of illusion that the criminals have created of reality for them. They're like, well, I have my app right here. I'm looking at my investments right now. My dashboard says I'm up 25%. I invested 50,000. It says right now my account is valued at 300,000. It's real. It's real. And it's not real. It's just, again, this illusion that the criminals have created with their sophisticated tools. I mean, this is the criminal's job, to steal your money. So they will invest time, energy, money to create these, again, real-looking things to get more victims. Mm.
So now comes what could have been done before that text message about playing golf tomorrow.
Yeah.
That could have possibly helped, made a difference.
Yeah. So first, I'm going to start with the simplest thing at all. And that is just recognizing in yourself that you, one, are a target, and two, you might be a victim. That is, I think, one of the hardest things when it comes to financial fraud is people overcoming this perceived notion that it's not going to happen to them. It's not going to happen to me. I have a PhD. I'm a doctor. I'm smart. I'm a lawyer. I've prosecuted criminals before. It's never going to happen to me. We need to overcome that, and we need to really have a tough conversation with ourselves and say, you know what? it might happen to me. Might happen to not to me like right this moment, but it might happen to me in 15 minutes when I'm distracted or I'm lonely or the dog is barking or I haven't eaten or I just got bad news. And that moment of vulnerability might be when that criminal reaches out to you. And it 15 minutes before or 15 minutes after, you might have just ignored that text message. But right then and there, you didn't. So that's the first thing. Second thing, we really need to use the tools that are embedded in our devices to help protect us. So do you have spam filters on your text messages? Do you have your contact list set up in your phone so that if anybody texts you or calls you, it is put in a separate location on your device that gives you basically a red flag saying, I don't know this person. Proceed with caution, right? Anytime you like get a junk email, I'm sure your mind is saying proceed with caution because it's in my junk. So the computer people said this might be, you know, a scam. Do that with your devices. So set up your barriers so maybe that text doesn't even come through. And then third, why do we need to respond to somebody we don't know? We need to get over that kind of politeness culture. Ignore it. Ignore it. Delete it. Throw it into spam. If you have a golf game set up tomorrow and you know you do, and but like, I don't play golf. So no one is asking me if we're playing golf tomorrow.
Sure.
And they will eventually, let's say that person really did, you know, text the wrong person. It doesn't really happen that much because, again, people you're texting are in your contacts, so you have their number. They'll figure it out eventually, but it's not your responsibility to do that work for them. So let it go.
Okay. Tapping your expertise and your team, what's the newest? You know, what is keeping you up nights this time? Or this week?
Of this week? This week, there's two things. One is the Publishers Clearinghouse imposter scam. I have been working at AARP in fraud for 24 years. And my first phone call from a victim that I got 24 years ago that I handled was a Publishers Clearinghouse imposter scam. That is where you'll get something in the mail. Usually now it's, you know, via the phone. You'll get a phone call saying that you are the second place winner in the Publishers Clearinghouse prize. And you won a Mercedes and you won cash and you can hear cheering in the background. Oh, congratulations. We're all so excited for you. But you need to prepay your taxes and you need to prepay your taxes by either going to a crypto ATM machine or by, you know, giving us the numbers off of a prepaid gift card. Why is this keeping me up this week? It's because yesterday on the Fraud Watch Network helpline, that number that you mentioned, that was our number one reported victimization. Mm. So we had more victims of the Publishers Clearinghouse imposter scam call the helpline yesterday, and we get about 500 calls a day. Mm. That scam is still going on. The Publishers Clearinghouse does not ask for prepayment. They are not calling you over the phone and saying this. The other one that is keeping me up is I probably would say it's the recall scam. And this is a new one. So you talked a little bit earlier about how AARP, you know, has its ear to the ground. We certainly do. Because, again, if we're getting 500 phone calls a day from people reporting frauds and scams, we're hearing what's happening. So about 2 weeks ago, we started to hear about this. And then I saw some examples. And, you know, a local news reporter actually got this text. It says an item that you purchased, sometimes it says from Amazon or Walmart, has been recalled due to fire safety issues. I've seen it like with a sweater, an electronic, things like that. Yep. You know, a lot of us, we know we buy from large companies all the time. So we don't maybe think about what it was, but, you know, they're letting you know that something's about to catch on fire. And so it kind of puts you in this fear. Mm-hmm. And it says, click this link for your refund. Well, basically what it is a link that you think you're getting a refund at for this item that they're recalling. But basically it's asking for your credit card information to deposit that refund. But really, then the criminals are going to steal your credit card number. We put out an early warning alert on this scam because we wanted to get ahead of it. And I haven't heard one in the last couple of days, and so maybe it's working, but it just goes to show you how quick and nimble these criminals are and how every single day they're attacking us with a new scam.
So you and your team at Fraud Watch at AARP provides this helpline, 877-908-3360. They can also sign you up for Watchdog Alerts, where you'll learn very quickly about the kind of scam you just heard about, the warranty refund scam. But I guess in wrapping up our conversation, Amy, why is it so important? I mean, people just heard you fight 500 calls a day. What difference does it make if I think that I'm getting scammed? Why should I call? Why is it important for you to continue not only amassing and supporting more victims, but also building the database?
Yeah, we need to hear what scams are targeting you. You know, they're not really targeting me all the time because, again, I have my arsenal up, right? So I need to hear from the community. What scams are you getting? Because then, again, AARP, with our publications, our watchdog alerts, everything we have, we can quickly turn that information that you reported to us about a scam attempt and let your community know. We can let your friends and family know quickly. If you have been a victim of a scam, we want to hear from you especially. Because, yes, maybe the money is gone, but we don't know that. Let's get a police report done. Let us direct you to the FBI. But most importantly, you need to know you're not alone and you need that emotional support and guidance. That's one thing that we hear from our victims often is that they felt alone. They told their family and maybe their family shamed them, and it just hurt. Call our volunteers on the helpline. They are there for you emotionally. We even have fraud victim support peer groups that meet over Zoom. So you can meet with other fraud survivors and talk to them and just know that you're not alone. So if it's a scam attempt and you didn't lose money, don't care, still call us. If you're not sure, you got a text and you want to check it out, call us. If you've been a victim, call us. Call us anytime on the helpline.
Folks can also go to aarp.org/money/scams-fraud to learn more about all the other types of insidious fraud schemes that are being perpetrated on folks just like you. The great thing is, while it's awesome to be a member of AARP, and we would hope you would support the organization, you can call 877-908-3360, the Fraud Watch Network helpline, even if you're not a member, and get your assistance and state your case and provide the data that you need and maybe get the help that you need. It's all a part of the services that AARP provides to anyone. We're so pleased to learn about some of the latest and most important information from the Senior Director of Fraud Victim Support at AARP's Fraud Watch Network, Amy Nofziger. Amy, thank you so much for all this great resource this morning, and best of luck as you continue on with this critically important mission of helping and supporting people.
Thanks for having me, John. I really appreciate it.